is Robbie Gould, who missed a potential game winner from 36 yards out here at home last Sunday against San Francisco. He missed his last two attempts in that game. This will be from 50 yards out. Patrick O'Donnell will place it down. And Gould's kick from 50 is no good. Right to the right.
Deja vu all over again, as they say. Bears lose to the Washington Redskins 24-21. Robbie Gould misses the kick. And we're at 5-8. It's Happen OB with Kaz, that presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. My name is Mark Carman. We are sponsored at the start of the show by Geno'sEast.com. Sponsored by the Patrick Dealer Group. 24-21. The Bears fall to 5-8. Hamp, you look like you want to start.
You know, hey, and it's not really deja vu all over again, other than the fact that this little number nine has cost us three games this year. Last week, it was to win the game. Today, it was to get us a chance to go to overtime. And which one is more critical? You tell me. You know, even in the overtime, okay, we still had life. You miss this kick, it's over, Rover. And guess what? After we spot them 14 points, playing dead in the first half, OB.
Unbelievable.
We played 25 minutes of dead man walking. And you know what? Cutler puts together a drive at the end of the first half to kind of get us back in it. But you know what? Again, I go back. I was standing there on the sidelines, Kaz. I was watching this. You talk about stumble bums. They had six penalties, every one of them critical as far as stopping drives. But more importantly, the way we are playing defense, especially at a couple of positions, has got to stop. It's just got to stop. But back to Robbie Gould. You know, we all were sick of him last week. Let me tell you something. He might ought to want to move out of town.
Well, the problem is every great kicker, and he's look, let's give him his credit. He's been a great kicker for the Chicago Bears for quite a few years. But somewhere along the line, it's kind of like professional golfers when you can't hit that four-foot putt anymore to win tournaments. Robbie Gould looks like a guy that can't hit the game winner or the tire-upper that would give you a chance to win.
We used to call that choking.
Well, it is choking.
Okay.
Right, but you know what
Let's
I'm saying. He's starting to choke now, whereas before, Ed, this was a kid that was consistently – you could count on him. He was going to knock it through the uprights, and he is struggling to hit it through the uprights.
Not anymore. Well, guys, I think, you know, we talked about this, what went on there this afternoon at Soldier Field. And I found some positives, negatives, basically the same kind of a thing. But I think we should go. I mean, the only thing that I call in the Mueller Auto Dealer Group change of the game, it has to be Robbie Gould missing that field goal. I mean, folks, there's other things that we could have said. But that in the bottom line, that's pretty much what it has to be. Now, the positive stuff. Again, I've been saying for almost the last month that these kids have bought into this system, okay? And I truly believe that. Otherwise, we wouldn't be playing games into the fourth quarter, still having a chance to win if they didn't buy into the system. Now, having said that, where's the problem? The problem, folks, is talent. We got three games left, and they better start putting people in, or if they want to change some people from one position to another, you better get it done. Okay, those 3 weeks are going to come quick. But I got to tell you, what I saw today is, again, the first half. You remember last week, guys, when we went on the radio, folks? They were so slow, so lethargic offensively. They're running a slow, no-huddle offense. I mean, they just weren't there. They didn't seem like they were quick. Cutler seems to us here in the studio, he's at best when he's really got to move the ball. He's got to go 60, 70, 80 yards in a matter of a minute and a half, 2 minutes or whatever. So you usually see that in the second half. We should start out that way. Jay Cutler can handle a situation. He can move the ball in seconds, and he can move out of the pocket, and there's a lot of wonderful things that he can do. Instead of, for some reason, and if you look there today, and we're sitting there and watching Cutler on the sidelines with a no-huddle offense standing there looking at the sidelines, which I can't believe I thought we were done with that, looking at the sidelines, putting his hands by the ears, and then he's going with his fingers like, come on, come on, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Second half, we really go to a hurry-up offense, and it works. Another thing that I saw that I liked, finally, Gase, when he got into the red zone with about 30 seconds to go on the clock, he hits Jeffrey for a touchdown in the end zone. Finally, we tried to score a touchdown, get into the end zone, and put some points on the board and play big boy football. Second half, again, tried stretching the ball going down the field. That, folks, that's what we have to do, especially if you're like third and long. You know, let's say it's 12 yards or whatever. Try that fly pattern or that deep post pattern. Why? Because he might catch the damn football, okay? And it might get intercepted, and if it does, it's just like a punt. And or there could be interference.
Right.
Don't try to go downfield, this is big boy football. And that's when, Glenn, when I said to you, and we kind of got in a disagreement last week about this guy's playing scared-to-death football. And what I meant by scared-to-death football is we're not trying to put 6 points. We want to get close so we can kick a field goal. That's not how you play this game.
Yeah, no, what you and I were really discussing last week, I agree 100%. You got to go down the field. You were telling me that you believe in the coaches, but they were playing, to me, in my opinion, Gase was playing scared-to-death football. This week, he took some shots down the field. Yeah. I feel better. That's all I was saying last week.
Yeah,
I like going down the field. You get a turnover, chuck it down the field. Take a shot. Put them away.
Absolutely. You can't sit there and have a defense smother you. But this whole thing, folks, is if they got to do something with the offense. They got to hurry it up, guys. They got to move. They got to go quicker right from the get-go and attack, go down field. And for God's sakes, act like you know what you're doing. And if it's Adam Gase, you know, people worried about him, he might leave, he might get a head coaching job. I wouldn't be too bothered if that happened because I've seen too many plays that have been called on the goal line trying to run the ball in and passes that I really don't like.
The Mueller Dealership's game-changing moment that Ed mentioned is brought to you by the Mueller family of dealerships in Highland Park, Gurnee, Hoffman Estates, and Merrillville. We also could touch on the Matt Jones. He had 2 catches today. One of them was on a 3rd-and-8. Ball was floated in the air for nearly 3 decades, and the Bears had a hand on with Sherrod McManus, but it fell into Jones's hands. He was on the ground. No one touched him, and he actually basically just fumbled the football, just handed it away, and the Bears couldn't pounce on it. They didn't end up scoring on that play, but that was another.
They tried to jump on it, but it ended up back in Matt Jones's arms, which was a fluky, weird thing also.
24-21, bottom line, the Redskins beat the Bears. We'll take your phone calls, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200.
Quickly, before we go, folks, one thing I'd like to add on here. Okay, we got 3 games left.
Yeah.
2 away, 1 at home. Last game of the season against Detroit. It's going to be interesting to see, take a look at what they do for the next 3 games, folks, defensively and offensively. We really haven't been that much of a blitzing team, and we haven't really attacked offensively. I would really love to see us go out there and attack offensively and defensively. Last 3 games to go, what do we have to lose?
Hey, how about let's try to win a game in December? The last one we won was when we were at Cleveland 3 years ago.
312-981-7200. Along those lines, Ham, the Washington Redskins came in today 1-18 in their last 19 road games. The Bears are now 1-6.
Oh, and we basically said, hey, get 14 points up on us. Hey, we'll get a wake-up call at halftime.
Hey, big man, you started out saying it's over, Rover.
Yeah.
Yes, it is over, Rover.
Hey, I'm just telling you. It's been a long time since I felt like a tremor in the force. Well, let me tell you something. This kid blowing these games these last 2 weeks, that's the backbreaker for me. I'm done.
And the Bears, in their last 10 home games, Mark, 1-9.
Is that good?
Last 10 home games.
That's right. That's not what you want.